This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Can you accidentally sign a legally binding contract with an emoji? To help us unpack that, we're joined by Professor Jennifer Mackay, Professor of Business Law, whose social legal research spans Australian and international water governance, law reform, and sustainable development. She's advised governments, analysed policy, and now she's helping us decode digital communication and the law. Jennifer, welcome to Joy Drive.
Thank you. Delightful to be here.
This seems wild that an emoji could end up being interpreted as a contract agreement. Could you walk us through the case that prompted this?
Well, there isn't an Australian case yet, but there's a case in the UK and a number in Canada, which of course would be highly persuasive if a matter came before the court, any court at any state level or the High Court in Australia.
So a jurisdiction outside of Australia would potentially look at a decision that's made internationally as precedent?
Australia, with contract law, because it's so much common law, we do use a lot of old English cases and other cases. And this is an area, the use of emojis generally refers to the offer and acceptance part of a contract. So that is all defined by common law. And so, yes, it's not binding, but it is persuasive.
Yeah.
And how other common law countries have dealt with this issue would be very relevant.
Wow. And are there any examples? So you talked about how it hasn't happened here in Australia, but it has happened overseas or potentially happening overseas. What are some of the cases that you're aware of that this has actually come into play?
Well, I've looked at, in the article in the conversation, I went through what amounts to a contract, and that's you've got to have intention to create legal relations. Now, we say that with personal agreements, there's often no intention to create legal relations. But the cases that I've looked at in the article are purely business contracts. In fact, one of them amounted to a £15 million charter party agreement. So it was clearly a business contract. And in both of those cases, in the UK and in Canada, the way that the parties negotiated this really expensive business agreement was emails, WhatsApp communications, all written, and with lots of emojis sprinkled all the way through. And then when it came to deciding, was there a clear, unambiguous offer, and was there a clear, unambiguous acceptance, which is the common law about contracts, the courts in both countries found that even in these expensive business contracts, the use of the emojis had become so part of the way the parties understood their arrangements that it indeed was, in both cases, the emojis were considered to be an aspect of the clear acceptance of an offer.
Wow, that's incredible to think a £15 million contract was assumed to be in place because of a potential thumbs up emoji.
it's mind-blowing, but only because the parties had used lots of emojis in their correspondence.
Yeah, yeah.
And therefore, my thinking for business arrangements, you should never use just the emoji symbol by itself, the thumbs up or the smiley face. And the one you should absolutely never, never, ever use is the handshake emoji. Because if you look that up in the list of emojis, it's called the agreement emoji. And so in any type of contract, and this, I'm thinking here of marketplace, where a lot of your listeners would be engaging in contracts to buy something from somebody, that's really commonplace. you should never use the thumbs up emoji, because that is really quite unambiguous. In every culture, people shaking hands means agreements. And you should never use the thumbs up or the smiley face either, although they are a little bit more ambiguous. But you should say in words, okay, I've got the terms of your offer, I will think about it. And you might then use an emoji or a smiley face to indicate goodwill. But if you use the emoji on its own, especially because in modern times emojis are used so much, or something like 9 million used every day, you can get yourself into some unintended contracting positions. And that is the real risk.
If you've just joined us, we're speaking with Professor Jennifer Mackay about whether sending a simple emoji could land you in a legally binding agreement. Yeah, really. It's all part of a growing conversation about how we communicate and what the law makes of it. Jennifer, what kinds of reforms or legal updates do you think are needed to deal with how people actually communicate in 2025 and beyond?
Well, that is a really great question, and it's something I've been thinking about a lot. I mean, as I said, the common law of contract is derived from cases. In fact, I'm in the UK at the moment, and any lawyer on the call will remember the Boots case. It's all about offer and acceptance. What do we need? Do we need something more modern? We might, because people are not aware of the strictness of the rules of contract, or the fact that how an intention will be looked at by the court is by what would a reasonable person make of all of this correspondence? It may not be your subjective intention, but what would a reasonable person make of it? So, I mean, the fact is, though, of course, as it's common law, and every state in Australia uses the same common law cases, there'd have to be something at state law, or you could, of course, add something into the ACCC, the Australian Consumer Law, something about a provision about making people aware that any type of written communication. Some sort of provision saying to be conscious of how you are writing and responding to people. Although that would be most of the ACCC legislation deals with things like misrepresentation and all sorts of unconscionability in the contractual process. But something about how the basics of a contract are formed might be very good information to give students in schools. I do think we need a lot more civics education in this country, and not only about our constitution and how our system works, but how these basic factors of ordinary everyday living.
Yeah. And who knows? We were just talking about the election earlier in the show, and I was thinking to myself, perhaps we're going to have policy platforms around the digital age at the next election and further one. So it poses a range of questions, both legally and, you know, society-wise, of what we and how we communicate and its impacts. Thank you, Jennifer, for shedding light on this topic and for joining us here on Joy Drive.
Pleasure. Look forward to hearing some more on this interesting topic.
That was Professor Jennifer Mackay helping us navigate the fascinating and slightly terrifying world of contracts, consent, and the law in the digital age. Whether it's a thumbs up or a shake of the hands, it's clear emojis aren't just harmless fun anymore.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.